You're listening to SBS News.
On May the 1st, the day internationally recognised as Labor Day, ships around the country and around the world sound their horns in solidarity. The noise is a tribute to seafarers who've been working to maintain the global supply chain, even if it means they can't get home to see their families. Theresa Lloyd is the CEO of the Maritime Industry Australia. She says foreign crews aren't allowed to leave their vessels in many countries, including Australia.
The issue with coronavirus is that so many countries have closed their borders. And so what that means for a global workforce is once they're at work, getting home is really problematic.
For Australian seafarers, it's the state and territory border requirements that are causing havoc. The maritime industry estimates there are more than 2,000 Australian seafarers currently in hotel isolation following domestic travel. One of them is Captain Ben Phillips, who supplies oil rigs off Western Australia's north coast. He normally spends 5 weeks at sea and 5 weeks at home in country New South Wales with his wife and three children. But he's had to fly to WA early to quarantine before he starts his shift, meaning he'll spend almost 2 months away from home.
You know, with the new roster where I'm essentially away twice as much as I normally would be, I'm home half the time. Very difficult to tell family and, difficult to absorb.
For international seafarers, the shifts are much longer. In some cases, workers spend 8 to 10 months at sea, which is a long time, now made it longer without breaks at foreign ports. The plight of those stuck at sea has driven Sister Mary Leahy, the chaplain at Port Botany in Sydney South, to put together more than 1,000 care baskets to boost spirits.
And behind it is, I suppose, the symbol of hope that they're not forgotten, we do appreciate that they bring all this stuff to us to start with. So let's give some back to them now.
The packages are filled with reading material, personal care items and chocolates. And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.